Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. We had learned yesterday at the end of our shiur in the Mishnah that if somebody shechs a Korban Pesach Shloi L'shmo on Shabbos, Chayv Chatos. As a person brings a Korban Shloi L'shmo, there are two ways of understanding such a situation. One is what is known in our Gemara as Oiker, where the person knows that the carbon that he's shechting is not the carbon that he's shechting l'shma. For example, in our case, he shechted the carbon Pesach l'shem shlomim, knowing that this is really a carbon Pesach. Knowing he knew that this is a carbon Pesach, but he shechted it l'shem shlomim. That's called oiker. He deliberately shechted a Korban Pesach, shloi l'shma. The second case is toya. The second example is toya. He makes an error. He thinks that what he's doing is correct. He has an animal in front of him. He thinks the animal in front of him is indeed a Korban Shlomim, and that's why he shechted it as a Korban Shlomim. The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph brings a machloikis when this was done betos. Is that considered an akira? Rav's opinion is that akira betos ain't a shema akira. Something was done by total error where he thought the animal in front of him is a carbon shlomim, and that's why he brought it as a carbon shlomim. That is not considered that he changed the carbon from shloi l'shma. And Chizda disagrees and he holds Akira B'tah Shema Akira. So ask the Gemara B'mai Skinin. As we study the case of our Mishnah, what exactly is the case of our Mishnah? Ilem B'tah, that he made a mistake, and he thought that the animal that he's shechting is indeed he shechted as a Korban Shlomim, because he thought indeed it is a Korban Shlomim. And if that's the way we'll understand the Mishnah, then we'll have to come to the conclusion that Akira B'tos have Akira, that even when it's complete error, it's still considered an Akira. And we'll have a Raya to the opinion of Rav Chisda. Because if Akira B'tos is not an Akira, then the Pesach is a perfectly fine Korban Pesach. And then there should be no Chiyuv that he for shechting such an animal on Shabbos. The fact that our Mishnah says that if you shechted the animal in such a fashion on Shabbos, yichayiv chatos, would clearly be an indication that akir b'tos have akirs. Ella, to avoid that issue, the way we'll have to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is speaking about ba'oikar, that he knew that this carbon is a carbon Pesach, and he deliberately brought it l'shem carbon shlomim. Says the Gemara, and that everybody agrees is not good. Ask the Gemara, so if that's the way we're going to learn, Amos Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. It says in this, and the Mishnah continues teaching us, V'shakol Zvachim Sheshachtim L'Shem Pesach, all other Kabbonis that was Shechter Ere Pesach, that Shabbos, L'Shem Pesach, that means you have a different carbon, and you Shechter L'Shem Pesach. So the Mishnah made the following distinction. Im ein ruyim, if it's the type of animal that cannot be used as a Korban Pesach, then he'll be chayiv chatas. V'rumurim hein, but if it's the type of animal that can be used as a Korban chatas, so then the Mishnah, Rebbe Elazar still says, chayiv chatas. Rebbe Shua poita. Rebbe Shua says that no, if it was the kind of animal that you could be used for Korban Pesach, we could, as we'll discuss extensively in today's shiur, we could understand that mistake. The oiker, if the way we're learning our Mishnah is that he knows exactly what he's doing, mali ruyin, mali shein ruyin, what's the difference? Why is there a difference made if it's an animal that can be used for Korban Pesach or if it's an animal that cannot be used for Korban Pesach? And as all the Rishonim and Achronim point out, certainly our Mishnah is speaking about a Shoyig. He made a Shoyig, he forgot it. It's a Shoyig, he forgot a Shabbos. It's a Shoyig, he forgot that, he didn't realize that you're not allowed to shecht another animal, shame Korban Pesach. But if it's speaking about, if our Mishnah is speaking about that he knows what he's doing, and he knows that this is not a Korban Pesach, so why would he be, and he knows why, and he knows what he's doing, then there should be no difference whether Ruin or Shein Ruin. If he doesn't know what he's doing, so then we could start making a distinction. Well, is it a mistake that we could understand? If it's not a mistake that we could understand. If it's an animal that could be used for Korban Pesach, it's a mistake that we could understand. If it's an animal that can't be used for Korban Pesach, it's a mistake that we can't accept. But if we're learning that our Mishnah is speaking about a case of Oiker, and Oiker means that he knows what he's doing. So if he knows what he's doing, so what's the difference? So how can we... What's the difference if it's an animal that can be used for Korban Pesach or not for Korban Pesach? El Pshita, in order to avoid this question, we're going to have to say that the Sefer is speaking about Betoyah, that he made a mistake. And that's why if it's an animal that could have been used for Korban Pesach, we understand his mistake. So what we have is, that if that's the way we're learning the Mishnah, so we're going to be explaining that the Reish is speaking about a case of Oiker, that he knows what he's doing. And the Seif is speaking about a case of Toya that he doesn't recognize what he's doing. Says the Gemara Amar of Avin in. That's the only way to understand the Mishnah, that the Reisha will have to explain as a case Ba'oikar, where he knows what he's doing, and the Seif is talking about a case where Toya, that he doesn't know what he's doing. The Divrei Eliezer explains the Machloikis that we're having that we started our shiur with. If Akira Batas is an Akira or not, it goes back, he says, to a concept that we've discussed previously. And that is stoma. If you brought a carbon without any specific intent, do we say that it's lishma or not? If we say that stoma is lishma, so therefore, if somebody made a mistake, then it's not considered lishma. But if we say that stoma is not lishma, then Akira Batas is not an Akira. Ashkeche, says the Gemara. Ashkeche, Rav Yitzchak ben Yosel HaRavuah. Rav Yitzchak met Rav Avuah Davakai Bechus HaDaninchi, that he was standing amongst a large group of people. Amalei Masnei Samai. He says, how do we understand our Mishnah? How do we explain the cases of our Mishnah? Amalei, and he told him that the way we need to understand the Mishnah is that the Reish is Ba'ikud, that the Reish is talking about where he knew what he was doing. And the Sefer Batoy is that he made a mistake. And says the Gemara, Tanimunei, Abin Zimnan, and he learned this pshat 40 times, and Domilei, and it was like at that point he had accepted it, Commander Marach Bekisei, as if it was in his pocket. But I saw that the Maram Shif points out to the number 40. Many explain because 40 has a significance whenever it comes to speaking about learning, because Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim for 40 days when he learned the Torah, and the Maram Shif makes an interesting diuk. The Gemara says that after having learned it 40 times, have a kamanach lebekufsa. What does it mean, kamanach lebekufsa? That even though he learned it, bekisa, he was in his pocket 40 times. He says, the Gemara says, Masechta Bava Metzia, Adam osu lemashrus bekisa kol shah, that people constantly check what's in their pocket. So what the Gemara is saying is that even though he learned this 40 times, so you would imagine that after he learned it 40 times, he was certain that he knew what he learned and he had no need to review it. So says the Gemara, Kemanach Lebekisei, it's still only like he just learned, like it's in his pocket. And something that in your pocket, you still need to review. And here too, he reviewed it. He kept on reviewing it even after having learned it 40 times. I saw that they say that Reb Chaim Volozhiner had a brother whose name was Reb Zalman. And what Reb Zalman excelled in, that he learned, he kept on reviewing everything that he learned. The story goes that somebody once saw Reb Chaim Volozhiner's brother, Reb Zalman, learning something, and he reviewed it 300 times. He met this Reb Zalman a month later, and he saw him again reviewing what he had just learned not long ago, that he had learned it 300 times, and still he was reviewing it again. So he said, why are you learning? Why do you keep on reviewing it? So he used our Gemara. He says, our Gemara says, Tanimine Abin Zimnan, He studied it 40 times. For Dami command the Kisei, and it was like in his pocket. And Reb Zalman asked him, why does the Gemara use the wording the Manach Bekisei, that it's like in his pocket? Shouldn't the Gemara have used, which is usually the wording of the Gemara, the Manach Bekufsa, that it's in a box? So he says it's the Gemara deliberately uses the Lashon Kamanach Bekisei, for as we just learned, something in your pocket, the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia says you keep on making sure it's still there, and in order to make sure that it's still there, you keep on looking for it. And now Gemara is saying that even though he learned it 40 times, it still needs to be constantly reviewed. And therefore, Reb Zalman said, even a Gemara or anything that I learned many times, I keep on reviewing. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis Sif Gimel, goes into great length to discuss that everybody has to review whatever he learns. But he makes the following distinction. He says that it depends on the person. There are people that after they learn something, they remember it for a longer time. And there are people that if they learn something, they don't have that strong memory and they need to review it. He says he can't make a hard and fast rule how often you have to review something. He says it really depends on the individual. Some people need to review it more often, and some people need to review it less often. But whoever you are, he says, you're obligated to continue reviewing what you learned until you make sure that you know what, until you make sure to constantly be able to remember it. Says the Gemara. So our Mishnah, the way we've established, our Mishnah is that the Reish is talking about Oiker, he knew what he's doing, and the Seif is talking about Toya, where he wasn't quite sure what he was doing. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that Reb Elezer, in trying to prove that if you shechted a carbon l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach Shabbos, Yechayiv Chatas, made the following point. Amar Reb Elezer, Ma'am Pesach Shemut l'shma, a carbon Pesach, if you shechted it on Erev Pesach Shabbos, and you shechted it properly l'shma, then that's exactly what you're supposed to do. But we learned in the Reish of our Mishnah, where there is no disagreement, k'sheshina shmoi, if you brought the carbon Pesach on Shabbos or Pesach for another carbon, then you'll be chayiv chatas. So then zvachim, all other kabbonis, shen surin l'shman, that may not be brought on Shabbos under any circumstances, even if you brought them properly, we can't, a carbon Pesach, we learned in the previous parak, we bring on Shabbos, b'mayadoi. Other kabbonis may never be brought on Shabbos, the halach is chayiv. But ask the Gemara, and that's why certainly the halach in the Sefer should be that shakal zvachim sheshachtem l'shem Pesach, under all circumstances, you ought to be chayiv chatas. That was Reb Elezer's argument. But if the Reisha, ask the Gemara, vim isa, if we're learning the Mishnah, as we just tried to say, haloi dami, how can we bring a raya from the case of the Reisha of the Mishnah to the case of the Sefer? Reisha is talking about Oiker, where he knew what he was doing. And Sefer is talking about Toya. So how could the Reisha be a raya to the Sefer? Answers the Gemara, L'Reb Elezer L'Shanalei. According to Reb Elezer, there is no distinction between what he knew what he was doing or not. And therefore, since according to him there is no difference, we can ask from Oiker onto Toya. So ask the Gemara, so if Rabbi Yeshua, who disagrees with Reb Elezer, and now we're going to say that the basis for Rabbi Yeshua's disagreement is because Rabbi Yeshua says there's a difference between Oiker and Toya, so that's what he should have said in disagreeing with Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer is bringing Raya from the case of the Reish to the case of the Sefer, so Rabbi Yeshua should have said to Rabbi Elezer, your Raya is flawed because the Reish is by Oiker and the Sefer is by Toya. Rabbi Yeshua, the Shonilei, that does disagree, that does hold that the difference between Oiker and Toya, Lishnei Hachi, shouldn't that be what he said? Says the Gemara, exactly this is what the way to understand Rabbi Yeshua. Hachi Kamalei. Rabbi Yeshua saying to Rabbi Elezer, Lididi loy dami, you can't bring a Raya from the Reisha to the Sefer, because the Reisha is by Oiker and the Sefer is by Toya. Lididach, even according to you, that doesn't differentiate between Oiker and Toya, Loi, you still can't bring a raya from the Reisha to the Sefer, because imamatam Pesach shinish shemayla davar osur. When I bring a carbon Pesach for something that I'm not mechuyev to bring, and that we'll speak about extensively now, where brought the carbon pesach for a carbon that I'm not mechuyev to bring on Shabbos, that's why I'm chayev. Taima bezochim, the second case of the Mishnah, is they brought a carbon, l'shem a carbon that I may bring on Shabbos. I brought this carbon, l'shem carbon pesach, sheshina shmon l'dovra mutter, and that's why I'm not chayev. Amalai. So the Mishnah continues in speaking about the dialogue between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua. Amalai Rabbi Lezer and Murit Tzibur Yechichu. I'll bring a raya from the carbon Tzibur, like the carbon Tamid, the carbon Musaf, Shem Mutarim, Lishman, that if you brought them Lishman on Shabbos, your potter, you're not potter, you did what you're supposed to do. The carbon Tamid, as we learned in the previous Pesach, previous Perek, the carbon Musaf, are brought on Shabbos, yet the halach is, v'shoichet, if you brought other kabbonis, l'shem the tamid, or l'shem the musaf, you'll be chayif. Amalai Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua responded to Rabbi Lezer loy, imamatabay mitzura mitzibur shken yesh loy kitzva. You only bring two kabbon chattas on Shabbos. You only bring two kabbon musafs on Shabbos. So there's no way of explaining how a person could have made such a mistake. Tom and Pesach, whereas the Tom and Pesach, Shein L'Kitzvah, people bring many karbonos. If somebody finds a carbon, if they find a carbon d'azara, of Pesach, it's busy, they'll just go shecht it because it's such a busy time with so many animals that need to be brought for the carbon Pesach. So according to this understanding, remember the Kolech de Isla Kitzvah, that if it would be a carbon that's brought on a limited amount, there Rabbi Shua would agree, Mechayev Rabbi Shua, and if somebody made a mistake and it was Mechal Shabbos, he brought another animal, l'shem one of these kabbonis, Rabbi Shua will agree with Rabbi Lezer that Yechayev Chattas. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Varei, we find B'tanoikis, we know that a child that's born, the bris is on the eighth day, only if the child was born on Shabbos. So if there are two children that were born, one was born on Friday, and therefore his bris should be take place next week Friday, and then the other child was born on Shabbos, and his bris should take place on next week Shabbos. So yesh len kitzvah, we're dealing with a limited amount of children. We only have two children here. Yet the Mishnah taught us a masechta Shabbos on daf kuf lamed zayin amen aleph. Misha yolei shtei tinoikis. Somebody had two children. Ech lemoila acha Shabbos. One child is supposed to have a bris on Sunday, and one child is supposed to have a bris on Shabbos. And he went and he did the milah on the child that's supposed to have the bris after Shabbos. He made that bris on Shabbos. His chayiv chattas for chil Shabbos, because this child wasn't supposed to have a bris on Shabbos. And even Rabbi Shua, who as we've been learning, holds that if somebody made a tar b'dvar mitzvah, like the case of our Mishnah, he's part of Mechatis, here he agrees Yechayiv, because he didn't do a mitzvah here. He did a bris on a child before the time to do the bris. The chiv of the bris for this child that was born on Sunday, is on Sunday. And if you did a bris on this child on Shabbos, that's not a mitzvah at all. But says the Brishna further in Masech the Shabbos, Ech lemoyle be'erev Shabbos, you had one child whose bris was supposed to be on Friday, Vech lemoyle be'Shabbos, another child was supposed to have a bris on Shabbos, V'shachach umoyle shal erev Shabbos be'Shabbos, and you did the bris for the child from Friday on Shabbos, Rav Lez mechayev chattas, because you had no right to make this bris. As I said a moment ago, a mila shaloi bezmano may not be done on Shabbos. And therefore, even though you made a mistake because you had this other child that did have to have a bris on Shabbos, that doesn't excuse you. Rishua Piter, Rishua says that you potter, because you were tar b'dvar mitzvah, you were involved in doing a mitzvah, you shouldn't have done the bris of the child that was born on Friday, but you still did a mitzvah. And therefore, since you did a mitzvah, the halacha is that you consider a tabit vasa mitzvah, and therefore you put them to chattis. So from our gemara that we just learned, it seems that a child on whom you did a bris before this man, you weren't mekayim mitzvah smila, and that's why the child who was born on Sunday and you made the bris on Shabbos, So that was before the eighth day. And since you made the bris before the eighth day, you weren't Mekayim Mitzvah Smila. The Rosh, however, quoting Rabbeinu Shimshon, says that if you'd have a child that was born before the eighth day, that you made a bris on the child before the eighth day, even though it was before the Zman, the halacha is that you don't have to make that bris, but the Evid is a valid bris, and you don't even have to do a Tavistan bris on that child. And that indeed is actually the psak of the Ramah on Simon Reis Samach Beis Sif Aleph. What's interesting to note is the Shach disagrees. The Shach in Sif Katan Beis disagrees with Ramah, and he says that no, if you made a bris Kaidim Zmanoi, as our Gemara clearly indicates, a bris that was made before the Zman is considered that it's not considered a Maisa Mila at all. What's, however, interesting to note in the opinion of the Ramah is even though the Ramah just paskened like the Rosh, that if you did a bris on a child before the Zman, but the evidence acceptable, that's if you did the bris by day. But we know that a bris is only allowed to be done by day. So says the Ramah, if somebody made the bris by night, then we won't say this halacha, and such a child that had the bris at night, since it was the wrong time, we're going to have to do a Tavistan bris. And we need to understand why if we did a bris on a child before the Reitzman, the Ramah, the Rosh hold, that the evidence fine, even though it's before he was Mechuyev. And doing a bris by night also the Evid should be fine, and there the Ramah says it's not acceptable. So why indeed does the Ramah, the Rosh, why do they hold that a bris that was done before this man, the Evid is acceptable? So the Beis HaLevi explains that once the eighth day came, they explain that what is the mitzvah of the bris mila? So he explains that the mitzvah of the bris mila is that the child should be an individual who is gemalit. He's a child that had a bris. So yes, we should make that bris only on the eighth day or further. But if the bris was made before the eighth day, once the eighth day comes, we have a child who is a gemalita. Since we have now a child who is a gemalita, there's no need to do it again. Of course, it's a beautiful explanation, but it only makes the question on the Ramah that we just mentioned a moment ago all the more difficult. If the mitzvah is that the child should be a gemalita, and here we have a child who's gemalita, so what's the difference if the bris was made by day before the eighth day that Ramah says, but the evidence fine, and if the bris was done by night, we won't say the same svara, the child is a gemalita. Amar Rav Ami, so the question now is, here a child is yesh lo kitzvah. And yet we're saying that Yeshua holds that if it's tar b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, we're lenient. Amar Rav Ami, hachem ma'iskinen, here we're speaking about a case, k'gon shekod l'mol shel erev shas b'shabbos. When we did the bris on the child who was born on Friday, we made the bris on Shabbos, and we still have the child that needs to have the bris today, not yet having a bris. So since he still has this child that needs to have a bris properly today in front of him, and therefore Rabbi Shua excuses him, at least from a karmen chattis, because he's tall, he's so busy with a mitzvah that he's still mechuyev to do. Hacha. Our Mishnah is talking about a case. The person brought the carbon musaf and the carbon tamid properly. If he brought the carbon musaf and the carbon tamid properly, we have no issue with it. He has no excuse. Why is he still bringing kabanas? And therefore, even Rabbi Shua will agree that he's chayiv. Ihochi. Ask the Gemara, that's the way we're understanding the Mishnah. Let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, that even if somebody made this mistake by the Kabbalah Tzibur, by the Musaf and the Tammuz Potter, and we're learning that it's talking about a case, as we just said, even though you finished bringing the Kabbalah Tzibur, so you don't have any more excuse that you're preoccupied, that you still need to do a mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, how could we say that? For Tanya, the Brisa says, Rebchiyim Oval Orif, Omer Rameya, quoting Rameya, Lanech Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shua, when you have two children, one whose bris is supposed to be on Friday, one whose bris is supposed to be on Shabbos, that you did the bris on the child that has to have a bris on Friday, and you made that bris on Shabbos, the chayiv, even though you did a mitzvah, because the child is ready after 8 days old. Where do we have a machlokes? When you have again these two children, one whose time is Sunday, and one is Shabbos, and you made the bris on the child from Sunday on Shabbos. Rebbe Lezer says, "Mechayiv chatas." Rebbe Shua poiter. Rebbe Shua holds you poiter that even though you didn't do him. You were taught by the mitzvah. You were preoccupied with a mitzvah of doing the bris on Shabbos, even though loy asa mitzvah, because you made a bris for a child whose man is only tomorrow. Rabbi Shua still holds a potter. So Gemara's understanding that the way to understand what Rameya just taught us in this brisa is that the Reish is talking about a case that you have these two children, that one was supposed to have a bris on Friday, and one is supposed to have a bris on Shabbos, and he got confused, and he did the bris on the child that's supposed to have a bris on Shabbos, and then he did the bris, also a bris, on the child that was supposed to have the bris on Friday. But now, the way we just learned the Gemara, that if at the time you're doing on Shabbos something you weren't supposed to do on Shabbos, then you don't have an excuse. So why over here? Why over here? That's why you chayiv chatas. That's how we're going to understand the ratio. So now let's go on to the Sefer. We're going to explain that the Sefer is talking about that you did the bris on the Sunday child because you thought that this is the child that's supposed to have a bris on Shabbos. And that's why Rabbi Shua holds you potter. The reason you potter is because you're preoccupied with a mitzvah. But what do we see from the ratio? We see from the ratio that according to Rameya, if you don't have a mitzvah in front of you at this point that you're mechuyev to do, you don't have an excuse. And our Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir holds, that even if you brought the ready the Murei Shabbos, you still have an excuse if you made a mistake. Ask the Gemara, the Tisbro, is that the way you're going to understand that Brisa? That the reason in the ratio of that Brisa that we just studied, you're chayiv according to Rameya, because you don't have any more mitzvah that you have to do. Says the Gemara, ma hasam the loy of a mitzvah. We could ask a different question. In the Sefer, where he didn't do a mitzvah at all, because he did the bris for the child who's supposed to have a bris on Sunday. Still potter Rabbi Shua, so hech the cover mitzvah, certainly in a case, if we made a bris for a child whose time is Sunday, on Shabbos, Rameya holds that you potter according to Rabbi Shua. So certainly if you made a bris for the child whose man was on Shabbos, you ought to be potter. Hech the kavim mitzvah, that's where Rabbi Shua is going to say, Yechayiv, it doesn't make any sense. So that we have to give a whole different explanation to that brisa. Amr de Bayane, Reisha, the Reisha is talking about a case in the Chikonim Moshe Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. You did the bris for the child on Shabbos first. And therefore, since you did that bris first, and therefore when you do the bris from the Friday child, you have no excuse. You can't say, well, I was busy with a mitzvah. You're not busy with a mitzvah anymore. You did the bris for the child that has the chiv today, and the other child doesn't have a chiv today. At this point, there's no milah that gives you a right to do a milah on Shabbos. The Sefer, we're talking about a case that you did the Sunday bris first. But since you did the Sunday child's bris first, you still have in front of you the child that's supposed to have a bris today. And since you have in front of you still a child who's supposed to have a bris today, that's why Rabbi Shua excuses you. Sefer, Nitzchei Shabbos L'dachas Atzloi. You still have a child that you have to do a bris today. But the Hacha in our Mishnah, Harei Nitzchei Shabbos L'dachas Etzel Karben Tzibin, all Karben Tzibin, can be brought on Shabbos, and therefore, since all the carbon tzibur can be brought in Shabbos, even though I already brought today's Shabbos to get carbonus tzibur, since I was busy, since every Shabbos I'm busy with this, that's enough excuse. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, that since every Shabbos I have to bring a carbon tzibur, that's enough of a reason why Ramey will hold that it doesn't make a difference if I already brought the carbon tzibur or I didn't bring the carbon tzibur. If I made this mistake on Shabbos, I'll be potter. So then say the same thing about a bris milah. Every Shabbos, you're allowed to make a bris on a Shabbos who on Shabbos for the child whose man is on Shabbos. Amale, there's a very big difference. Yes, every Shabbos there are brisim for children that were Baruch Hashem born on Shabbos, but it has nothing to do with me. Here we're talking about children that I have the obligation. But the carbon tzibur is something that everybody has an obligation every Shabbos. So we learned in the Mishnah, if you took a different animal that you shechted on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, if you shechted L'shem Pesach, if it's an animal that's Einaruyin, that can never be used for Karm Pesach, then you'll be Chayiv Chatos. Vim Ruyim, but if it's an animal that could be used for Karm Pesach, there Rebbe Elazar still says you Chayiv Chatos, and Yeshua Poiter. Says the Gemara, Man Tana de Shomalei, Ben Ruyin L'shem Ruyin. Who's the Tana that makes this difference between it's an animal that could be used for Karm Pesach or not? Rav Shimon, it follows the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us that if somebody shechted one of the other kabanos on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Echad Zvachim Aruyim, he says whether it's animals that could have been used for Karm Pesach, Vechad Zvachim Shein Aruyim, or it's animals that cannot be used for Karm Pesach, the Kena Shechel Shem Emurit Tzibur, if somebody shechs a carbon on Shabbos, in having in mind that it's a carbon Tamid or carbon Musaf, Potter, in all cases, he's potter. Why? Because he's a torrid, he's preoccupied that he has to bring a carbon, and that's why he made the mistake, and that's why he's considered a tarbid va-mitzvah, and that's why Remeya says, I'm going to excuse him from a carbon chattis. Divrei Remeya. Amar Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon says, Loi nechuk Rav Elazar Yeshua. Rav Elazar and Yeshua don't disagree. Al she'en ruin, that if it was an animal that can never be used for Karm Pesach, that is Chayiv Chatos. And we can't call this individual a Tar B'dvar Mitzvah. Because it's obvious. He can't say, well, I was so preoccupied and I thought that this is the Karm Pesach. If it's an animal that can't be used for Karm Pesach, you don't have that excuse. Amen Nechku. Where do we have a Machloik Rav Elazar Yeshua? Al Ruin, an animal that can be used for Karm Pesach. Rav Elazar still holds Machloik Mechayiv Chatos, as we learned in our Mishnah. And there Rav Yeshua Poiter. So we clearly see that the one that differentiates between Ruin or Ein Ruin is clearly the opinion of Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amar Abibi, Amar Elazar, Poiter Ameya Afilu Egel Shazibche Shlomim Sheshachtel Shem Pesach. You have a calf, which is totally dissimilar to a sheep or to a goat. It's a mistake that we can't understand. But because Remeya says, Rabibi says, according to Remeya, the person is so involved in needing to bring a Karm Pesach, we accept that as a mistake, and he's not going to be Chayiv Chatos. Omle Reb Zeil Rabibi, Vam Reb Yochanan, Moidei Remeya Bebali Mumin, that if the animal is a Baal Mum, then we don't have excuse. So what do we see from here? The Remeya doesn't just accept without any reservation that a person makes mistakes because he's preoccupied with a mitzvah. He starts analyzing what is the mistake. So just like we can't explain his mistake when it's a Baal Mum, we shouldn't be able to explain his mistake when it's a Egel. Amalei, so Rabibi responded, Bebali Mumin, Deloi Tarad Behu. Nobody brings a Baal Mum as a carbon, and therefore we can't explain away this mistake. Hi, but an Egel, yes, I can't bring the Egel for Karma Pesach, but it's a mistake, but it's an animal that can be brought for a carbon, and that's why Tarad Bei were more lenient. Ask the Gemara, again, in understanding the opinion of Remeya. Barmine Ravam Ram Nachman, Chulin L'Shem Pesach. If there's an animal that's Chulin, and it was brought on Shabbos L'Shem Pesach, Shabbos Erev Pesach, Mali Amar Remeya. What will Remeya say in such a case? Will we understand his mistake and excuse him from the karma chatas or not. Amalei paitei Rameya. So he says, Rameya will be lenient. Afil chulin l'shem Pesach, if he brought chulin l'shem Pesach. Ask the Gemara. But then we just learned, Vamar Rabbi Yochanan Maidaya Rameya bebalim mumin, that by a balmum, we can't excuse away his, we can't explain away his mistake. So just like by a balmum, we can't explain away his mistake, shouldn't that be the halacha by chulin as well? Answers the Gemara, balim mumin loy mechalfim. Nobody makes a mistake that I brought the balmum as a carbon. A balmum can never be brought as a carbon. Hani, these animals that are chulin are perfectly healthy animals. Since they're perfectly healthy animals, we could understand the mistake, the michlefi, and that's why Rameya will excuse him from kamachatas. Ask the Gemara, is that the way to understand Rameya? But Tamad Rameya, Mishim Mechlufi, V'loya Chlufi, is the way to understand the opinion of Rameya, because there's a difference between animals that easily get confused or not. V'amra Bibi, Amra Belozer, Paita Rameya, Fila Egel, Shazuch, Shlomim, Shashachtul Shema Pesach. Nobody's going to make a mistake between an egel that you can bring for Karm Pesach, because you only can bring a goat or a sheep. Alma, so what must be the explanation of Ramey's opinion? Tamad Rameya, Mishim de Torid. And that's why, since he has to bring the Karm Pesach, he's so busy with that, that's how he makes the mistake. So, by Behemoth Chulin, just like by Behemoth Chulin, nobody also brings for Karm Pesach. Amale, Torid Afgav de la Michlid. An egel that when he says like, why Rameya says that if you make a mistake, that your potter, it has to be in one of two circumstances. It could be torid, afgav delay michlef, it's a situation where he's busy, then he needs to do a mitzvah, even though it's an animal that could be never used for Karm Pesach. So therefore Rameya holds that if you brought the eagle shim Karm Pesach, even though an eagle can never be used for Karm Pesach, but we excuse him because he still has this obligation to bring a Karm Pesach, in a situation, Michlev Afgav Deloy Torid, when he brought a behemoth of a schulin for Karm Pesach, even though this animal is not a carbon, but again, we excuse him, Lefuki Balam Mumin, but when we speak about Mumin, Deloy Echlufi Mechlev, nobody brings a Balmum for a carbon, and Loy Mitri Torid, and nobody's busy with those animals, because those animals can't be used for a carbon, therefore a mayor won't excuse him. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rab Zera, Rashmu Bar Yitzchok, Akila, Rashmu Bar Yitzchok, Yosef Ka'amri, Amri Shimon Belokish, Nesvagla Shvut Shal Noiser, somebody who has a spit, has a stick that has on it carbon which is Noiser, which of course may not be eaten. And he has another stick that has on it a Shvut Shal Tzli, carbon that's a mitzvah to be eaten, Vachloi, and he got confused, he's Chayiv. Even though he got confused, and he's a Tarbid Va Mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah to eat kachim, and from here we see that there's a mitzvah to eat kachim, because, and Rav Chaim Oizer and Achiezer says, that not only is there a mitzvah to eat kachim, but there's a mitzvah chiyuvis, there's an obligation to eat kachim. Because as we've discussed in previous shiurim, there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah that we're obligated to do, and there's a mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah that if we do it, we get a mitzvah. Says Reb Chaim Oizer that the mitzvah, that where do we apply the concept of tor b'dvar mitzvah? We only apply the concept of tor b'dvar mitzvah by mitzvah chiyuvis. So therefore, says Reb Chaim Oizer, if we're saying that this mistake, that he ate the wrong meat, is considered a tarbet of a mitzvah, because he's busy doing the mitzvah of eating kachim, is a raya that the mitzvah of eating kachim is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Rav Yochanan Amar, vachlan is chayiv chatas. Even though he's a tarbet of a mitzvah, since he didn't do a mitzvah, tarbet of a mitzvah, v'loy osa mitzvah, Rav Shlokish is saying, you don't have the excuse of tarbet of a mitzvah. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says, ishta need the ball. His wife was a nida, and he had relations with her because he thought she's tar. He's chayiv chatas because he didn't do any mitzvah. But if yevimta nida, if his yevimta is a nida and he had relations with her, he's potter because he did a mitzvah, as the Gemara is going to explain. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of what we just learned. Kosh came by he. If in the case where somebody had relations with his wife, who's a nida, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yechayiv, even though, as we're going to learn, there is an element of a mitzvah in that act, Koshke Behi, when somebody ate Noiser, the Mechayiv, they're certainly going to be Mechayiv, according to Rabbi Yochanan Chatas, the Loyosa mitzvah. He didn't do any mitzvah. There's no mitzvah involved, in any no element of a mitzvah in any form in eating Noiser. This the Amri, but there's a different version. Behi, when somebody ate Noiser instead of the Kachim, Potter. My Tama, but whereas if he had relations with his wife when she was a Nida, he'll be Chayiv. Why are we stricter by the wife that's a Nida versus the Noiser? As we just said, and we're going to explain, by the wife that it's a Nida, there is still an element of a mitzvah. By eating Noiser, it is only an Aveira. There's no element of mitzvah at all. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, if somebody has relations with his wife as a Nida, he should have asked her before he had the relations if she's a Nida. And since she's an intelligent human being, she could have asked that question. And since he didn't ask the question, that's why he's chayiv. But by a piece of meat, you can't ask a woman, you can't ask the piece of meat, are you nicer or are you not? That's why loy is considered a tabidva mitzvah. As the Gemara, going back to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan differentiated between a person who had relations with his wife when she's a Nida, that he's Chayiv, we don't say Tav Dva Mitzvah, but if he had relations with his Yivama when she's a Nida, we consider him a Tav Dva Mitzvah. As the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Yivimta, why was Rabbi Yochanan leaning by his Yivimta? The Kav Mitzvah, because he did a Mitzvah, he was Mekayim a Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Sibim. So ask the Gemara, Ishtoi Nami Kovid Mitzvah. By his wife, he also did a mitzvah. Having relations with your wife and be Mekayim the mitzvah, poor review, is a mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, Ishtoi Muberes. We're speaking about his wife who's pregnant. So having relations with her obviously cannot make her pregnant again. So you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, poor review. And from here we see that even though that a person already had a boy and a girl, that the Gemara Masechta Nida teaches us that a person who had a boy, a Muslim Yivamis, teaches us that according to Beis Hillel, which is the opinion that we follow, if a person already had a boy and a girl, he's Mekayim the mitzvah, he still has to have children. As the Gemara there, Masechta Yivamis, Daf Samach Beis Amah teaches us, Rabbi Shua Omer, Nasa Adam Isha B'Yaldusoy, a person got married when he's young, still Yisa Isha B'Zaknusoy, he should get married when he's older. He had children already. He should still have more children. So saying that we're talking about a person that already was fulfilled the mitzvah, that isn't what the Gemara says, because you're still obligated to have more children. The only terrorist the Gemara is suggesting is Muberis. She's pregnant. And since she's pregnant, so therefore he's not doing the mitzvah puravua. But ask the Gemara, even if he's not doing the mitzvah puravu, but isn't there v'ikka simcha soina, that a person has to have relations with his wife, that's something that he's obligated to do, so why are we saying that he didn't do a mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, shloi b'shasa nasa. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us about how often, how frequently a person should have relations with his wife. He had relations with his wife, not on that schedule. Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav, Achayiv Adam L'samach Ishto B'dva Mitzvah. A person should have relations at other times if that's what she needs. So why are you telling me Shloi B'Shasa Nasa? Answers the Gemara, Samach L'Vesta. We know a woman, when the time for her period to come, is also to have relations with his wife. So from here, so at that time, there is no Chiyiv of Oina. And that's the case that happened here, that he had relations with his wife, that who's already pregnant, explained the Rishonim, and it's not it's the time of a Veset, so there's no mitzvah puravu, and there's no mitzvah of Oina. From here, there are Rishonim that say that the mitzvah of Oina is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Otherwise, how could the Gemara suggest that because of the mitzvah of Oina, he's considered type of dva mitzvah? However, there are other Rishonim that suggest that the mitzvah of Oina is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But even for mitzvah d'rabbanan, we apply the concept of tov v'mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Yochi, If we're talking about that he had relations with this woman when she was a nida, when it's a period, so then yivim tanami. So why are we excusing him if he had relations with his yivama at such a time? There is no mitzvah to do anything like this when she's a nida. Answers the Gemara. What did we say he should have done by his wife? He should have done by his wife is ask her, are you a nida? And therefore, we can't call him a Taibat Va Mitzvah when he could have just simply asked her. But by Yevimta, who he never lived with previously, Bazes Minei, he's embarrassed to ask his Yevama, are you a nida or not? By Ishtoi, who's his wife, Loi Bazes Minei. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if somebody had relations with his Yevama when she's a nida, is considered Taibat Va Mitzvah, come on, whose opinion is he following? Ilam Kerab Yosi says the Gemara. If we're going to say fouls depending on Rabbi Yosi, the Tanan, the Mishnah Masech, the Sukkah, the Mem Aleph from the base teaches us. Rabbi Yosi, I'm a Yontav Rishon Shel Chag, Shechali is Pishabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, the Shachach, and a person forgot that today is Shabbos, the Hoitzi es Halulav, and he carried the Lulav from the Rishus Hayochet to the Rishus Rabbim, because he wanted to learn how to bring the had to do the mitzvah of lulav, potter. He's potter b'nei shahoytzi b'shus, because he was tarred b'mitzvah, and since he was tarred b'mitzvah, that's why Rabbi Yossi considers him a tarred b'mitzvah, and he's potter from karmachatis. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, the same when a person had relations with his yivama, who's a nida, because he's so busy with the mitzvahs of yibum, that's how he made the mistake. Says the Gemara, how could we bring a raya from the case of lulav to the case of the yivama? The mishani hasam does man a bowl. The mitzvah has to be done on the first day of yontif. So therefore, you're working with a very small time frame. So that's why we say somebody makes a mistake, we could say he's a tarbet va mitzvah. However, the yivama, there's no specific time frame that you have to have relations with her today. So why we consider him a tarbet va mitzvah? Says the Gemara. The case of somebody who brought on Shabbos a carbon l'shem Pesach, that since he's been, so Rabbi Shua and our Mishnah, certainly if it's an animal that could be used as a carbon Pesach, call him a tarbet v'mitzvah. But ask the Gemara there too. Dilma hasan nami zman abol. The carbon Pesach could only be brought on erev Pesach Shabbos. There's even a smaller window. It could only be brought in the afternoon. So that's why we consider him a tarbet v'mitzvah. But you can't say that regarding somebody whose wife is a nida. Says the Gemara, ella kriv shubet tnoikis. Regarding the case of the bris milah that we discussed extensively earlier in our shir, where somebody made a mistake and did the bris on the wrong child on Shabbos. But they, and that we consider them, under certain circumstances, a tarbet va mitzvah. But says the Gemara there too, but hasanami's manbol. We're speaking of the bris has to be done today. And we have a child whose man of a bris is today on Shabbos. That's why we maybe could call him a tarbet va mitzvah. But how can we learn from there to the case of Yevimta Nida?